From KUAR News on Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Friday is the last day of open enrollment for signing up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act's healthcare exchanges or marketplaces. State officials are predicting more Arkansans to enroll this year than the last, despite efforts by the Trump administration to limit the enrollment period and to curtail outreach and advertisement about its very existence. The exchange has been open since November 1st and closes December 15th. Enrollees choose between private insurance plans, and they can determine eligibility for federal subsidies, all made possible by the ACA. So far, through the latest enrollment numbers covering through December 9th, more than 32,000 Arkansans selected insurance plans. The director of the state's health insurance marketplace, Angela Lowther, told lawmakers that the actual number is likely much higher, though. That 32,000 figure doesn't count those who automatically had their plans renewed. In 2017, just more than 70,000 people got coverage through the marketplace. But some big unknowns do lurk ahead that could shake up those numbers. Governor Asa Hutchinson has asked federal officials for permission to remove 60,000 low-income people from the state's version of Medicaid expansion. Many of those people could wind up on the exchange instead, which is typically reserved for wealthier people, those making between 138% and 400% of the poverty level. State officials also predict that the amount of people enrolled could drop if the Republican Congress gets rid of the ACA's individual mandate, and that's proposed in tax plans by Arkansas's U.S. Senator Tom Cotton. State officials will have a final snapshot on this open enrollment period numbers at the start of next year. Dr. Joe Thompson with the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement told the legislative committee that could make an impact, that individual mandate change. He noted Arkansas ranks in the top 10 for states with federal support and subsidies for coverage, but also for the number of people who are penalized for not signing up for insurance. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.